Rashad White, the future David Johnson. We're here to talk about today, not only the coaching staff, but the player profile, player comps, have this guy linked to him. We're about to break that down, that all that and more with one of our Razzball-owned writers starting right now on Razzball Fantasy. Welcome back to another great episode of the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. Today, we're excited to dive into Rashad White going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we have one of our very own, one somewhat new to the pod with me. I'm excited to bring him on in just a little bit. Before I do, though, I want to make sure we are telling you where to follow us. Find all our great new content. Make sure you're going to Razzball.com to check out all the great content on football, baseball, basketball and hockey. But make sure you're going to Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. We are doing a bunch of new stuff, not only on the baseball side with great clips with Anime Gray and also on the podcast for baseball, but we have a bunch of NFL draft content coming out right now on Razzball Fantasy YouTube. Make sure you're also following us on TikTok and also on IG. We are doing a bunch of daily stuff on there as well. Interesting nuggets and breaking news also there as well. We've buried the league long enough. We're here to bring in one of our Razzball own, Ryan Kirksey, to the show today. What's going on, Ryan?
What's up, buddy? I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, man. So we're excited to talk today about the guy you chose to talk about, Rashad White. So we're not going to wait any longer. Let's get your thoughts on Rashad White. Tell us what you learned about this player.
Yeah, you're right. I chose this guy to talk about. This is somebody I wanted to say, come on here and say, this guy's getting not enough respect for what I think he is going to be this year. Now, there's some questions after 2022, but this is a guy. Let me just sort of go through his background a little bit and sort of set the stage for what we may see here. This is a guy coming out of Kansas City in high school, over 2,000 scrimmage yards leading up to the end of his high school career, but didn't get a lot of offers coming out of school, surprisingly. He ends up at Division II Nebraska Kearney, which I guarantee you've never heard of before. Ends up at Nebraska Kearney. But in that freshman year, he actually redshirts at Division II school. So he gets frustrated there, decides, I'm gonna transfer to another small school, Mount San Antonio in California, which is another school you've never heard of before. So he dominates there after a year and decides, okay, I think I can make it in the Division I level. He has the choice to make, ends up trying to pick between UCLA and Arizona State. Former NFL great Antonio Pierce recruits him to Arizona State as part of their staff. So he joins them in 2020 when they play just four games. But then in 21, he explodes for over 1,000 rushing yards, almost 500 receiving yards, 16 total touchdowns. And this guy's ended up in the best situation because he is a dynamic, fantastic pass-catching back. He can do exactly what Tom Brady and that coaching staff wants. And this guy, you can watch his highlights. He's got speed. He's got burst. He's got strength at over 6 feet, over 200 pounds. I mean, he'll just plow over a guy as well as run around him. And so the combination of the speed, the rushing ability, plus the pass catching, which you know that team likes down in Tampa Bay. This is a guy who drafted 91st overall is, I think we're sleeping on him a little bit. Now, Bobby, third round running back picks are the new first round running back picks, right? We've got too many instances of Zeke and Saquon and all this stuff. So the smart teams are taking backs in the third, fourth round that they want to use. And that's what we have here, pick 91 with Rashad White. He's behind Leonard Fournette, but I'm sure we'll get into some of this, but I still think he's going to have a lot of opportunity as one of Tom Brady's favorites this year.
Okay. Now, right off the bat, you brought up some guy we talked about at the top of the show is David Johnson. Now, of course, we can connect the coaching staff with Byron Leftwich in Arizona and, of course, Bruce Arians in the front office. But also player profile flat out says David Johnson's is comparable. So David Johnson, LT2, because I'm a Giants fan, LT is Lawrence Taylor, and then Todd Gurley. So at this point, with those comparables, why is he not the 101? You're talking about how he's underrated. Do you like those comps? Do you like the David Johnson comp?
I think the David Johnson comp is fitting for the body style, for the style of play. And then again, like you said, Bruce Arians is there in the front office. Byron Leftwich, who helped lead David Johnson to a number one overall running back finish several years ago, is there as the offense coordinator. The offense runs through Byron Leftwich in Tampa Bay. So this guy is going to put backs like Rashad White into the right spaces to be able to do the things that they want to do, to play that David Johnson role when he was dominating everybody. So, yeah, the dots certainly connect when you're trying to say, can they put a player like White in a position to succeed?
Yeah. So now when you're looking at the depth chart, you're talking right off the bat, of course, Leonard Fournette just signed a new contract. He will be there for a couple more seasons. Giovanni Bernard is now back on the offensive veteran presence in the passing game, but he will be a free agent after this year at least. Now, my question comes, Leonard Fournette hasn't been the model of health, never played 16 games or 17 in a season. He's missed six games with Tampa Bay. Now, my question for you, did he Wally, now, because we're a baseball-focused, you know, Razzball.com, I'm going to say Wally Pipp. Do you think Rashad White could Wally Pipp Leonard Fournette if an injury occurs by midseason?
Yeah, let me just sort of start with the back end of the depth chart. I am not in any way concerned about 31-year-old Giovanni Bernard or Keyshawn Vaughn, who has, I think, you know, 60 career carries. I'm not at all concerned about them. You don't bring in a third-round back, a guy with the type of ability the White has, to say, okay, we're going to put you fourth on the depth chart and maybe put you out there in garbage time. No, he passes them immediately, I think, coming out of training camp. Then, as you said, Fournette's not the paragon of health the past several years. He's one injury away from, you know, a sense of being able to be an RB1, I think, you know, with the amount of focus they give not only to the running backs in the rushing game, but also in the passing game. I think that certainly he's got to sit behind Fournette, not just to learn, but also to sort of pay his dues, learn what he needs to do and blocking, learn what he needs to do, sort of where Brady wants him positioned on the field. But it's not like Fournette is going to be a guaranteed 17 games a year. So I think there's a certain opportunity, be it with an injury or be it they want to keep Fournette fresh, to give White a lot of snaps.
Yeah, and when I'm looking at rookies too, first of all, number one, with Tom Brady and these veterans, pass pro is important, right? We want to make sure they protect them, keep them upright. Now, I wanted to take a look at how rookies have been utilized with all, not only this coaching staff with Byron Leftwich, but also with Tom Brady. What I found right off the bat is with under Byron Leftwich, there isn't really notable guys. It was like Chase Edmonds, Keyshawn Vaughn. And if you want to go way back to Todd Bowles, like way back in the day, Daniel Thomas was a rookie that they drafted in the day two of picks. None of them really were fantasy relevant. So I looked at Brady, and the guys that were relevant were early down guys. And of course, first round pick, Lawrence Maroney, Sony Michel, first round pick. Neither of them were top 24 backs that season in PPR. But then the guys that you really think about later in their career, Shane Vereen, James White, those type of players, they didn't have big impacts in year one. So I guess my question is, has Rashad White shown enough at, or anything at all in pass pro, in your opinion, to maybe take on that third down role sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think you certainly hit the nail on the head with guys like Vereen, James White, Burkhead. You know, these guys have all at times had a really significant role playing with Brady in a third down role. Yes, I think that if you go back and look at some of the highlights of White back in Arizona State, you can see sort of the evolution becoming a stronger pass pro back as he's working through that system. You know, he had a lot to learn coming out of these two Division II schools, but he certainly evolved in that area. And Leftwich and Bowles are guys that just sort of, you know, they're like Belichick. They don't accept guys who are not going to play that role in terms of pass protection. So I don't think that they're going to give up that kind of draft capital on a guy they're not comfortable with. So I expect to see a lot of White running in those types of drills in the offseason and the preseason games, learning how to pass protect. So that is the one thing. If he is going to take on that role, which I think he can, like I said, easily supplant Bernard and Vaughn in that backup third down role, I think if he can grasp what they need him to in terms of pass pro, he is going to, I think, easily and quickly supplant himself as the number two guy there and easily take on some of the third down snaps. You know, Fournette just takes a beating. They run him hard. They run him up the middle. They run him several times a game. So I think that they're going to need a guy like White if they want Fournette in weeks 18 through 22 and not just, you know, part of the regular season.
Yeah, that's a good point too, right? They're looking to, with Brady back, to make a long run in the playoffs. So maybe Fournette doesn't get that true workhorse role like he did. But we've seen multiple times with Leftwich that they like to use bell cows and give those guys the work. So the one thing I do want to say, though, is because of the Leonard Fournette situation, when we start talking about ADP, his rookie dynasty rankings are actually suppressed right now because not a lot of people are running out to grab him because he's going to be behind Fournette for at least a season, maybe even two. The other thing I like to point out, though, this offense has an elite offensive line. Yes, they did lose some guards, but then they bring in Shaq Mason. They drafted the guy in the second round as well. So they did start retooling that line, but they have a top five line according to PFF end of season. So I do like that for him moving forward. But let's dive into a little bit of ADP stuff here, Ryan. And right now today's going best ball 130. He's getting that rookie bump. Everyone's excited in best ball. He's getting that 130 range. I do like that. And then Dynasty, he's going 16th overall right now. That's kind of right dab in the middle of that second round. Right behind players like Damian Pierce, David Bell, and Isaiah Spiller. And right ahead of players like John Michi, Wandell Robinson, and Zamir White. So I guess in that range, the players you just heard, what's your thoughts about those draft costs?
Yeah, I think even with a little bump that we're seeing, particularly in best ball, and I'm just starting to get into best ball this month, I think with where he's going, I want to say it's early 40s among running backs. Best ball, I think, is the ideal format to take a shot on White, right? Whether it be because of injury, whether it be because you've got a game that's a shootout where White gets seven targets in a game and scores a touchdown. This is a guy who, again, if you're going to get him in the 40s of running backs in a PPR format, he is someone that can really pay off at that price. I think that the dynasty ranks are fair. You sort of gave the comp to guys that he's around. These are all guys with question marks, right? How's Damian Pierce fit in a sort of a three-headed approach? What does Isaiah Spiller do if they keep feeding Eckler all day long? So he belongs among those guys right now of backs with some question marks. And I think that it's even compounded by the fact that, yeah, you may lose Brady after this year. And then do you have a quarterback there for the Buccaneers who loves to throw to backs and particularly on third down as much as Brady does?
Yes, I hear you on that. So that, listen, before we go, listen, I know we've covered a lot today. I know you have a lot of great content going on right now. I want to give you a quick second. Is there anything upcoming just from an article standpoint you want to help promote? Or is there anything else about Rashad White you just want to tell the people before you go?
Let me just do one stat, which I thought was interesting, as I was really digging into Rashad White, and then I'll promote some stuff, which is, so as I expected, you look at third down performance among quarterbacks last year. I believe Brady had the fourth most pass attempts on third down last year, right? So we expect that. They had a dynamic wide receiver core. He likes to throw to his backs. We know that. However, Brady was 13th in yards per attempt among quarterbacks on third down last year. So what does that mean? He's throwing to guys like Godwin. He's throwing to his running backs. He's not necessarily taking all the deep shots that you might think to Evans or Gronk or the other guys. So he is really targeting in on that short and intermediate field when he makes those throws. And that's where I think White can really excel if he can get himself on the field in some way past those other two guys, particularly with Fournette. So again, just very high on White again. Somebody I wanted to, you know, come on and just sort of talk up. I'm gonna go grab a bunch of shares and best ball before this goes live, just in case that bumps up another round or so. But yeah, I'm thrilled to be able to have a chance to draft him. In terms of content ongoing, I'm working on throughout the offseason doing a dynasty buy sell for every team. So right now we're about a third of the way through that. So I have another one that I'm working on tonight that'll come out later this week. And then I'm doing a weekly baseball piece on sort of fantasy risers and fallers. If you're interested in that, check it out. I should be back this year, this NFL season, with a weekly look at air yards, one of my favorite stats. And we may incorporate some running back numbers into that this year. So I expect to see White on the list somewhere.
I love it. And the best part, too, is you can find all that great information on RazBall.com. Make sure you're checking out everything on baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. We got it all, folks. And we got a bunch of exciting stuff going down right now on RazBall.com. On the NFL side, we're adding new stats, ADP data. It's all going to be coming very soon. But once again, thank you, Ryan, for joining us. This was an awesome show. Make sure you're following us, guys, at RazBall Fantasy on YouTube, on TikTok, and on IG. And make sure you're going to that RazBall.com and getting all the information that you need to win your fantasy league. That's Ryan Kirksey. I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco, and we're out of here, guys.